Thank you, Francis. More local news now, including an unusual church service. As we record this edition, the rains have finally arrived, but recent high temperatures have produced some unexpected results.
At times during the recent heat wave, Norwich has felt almost tropical. And the sweltering conditions have borne fruit for one Norwich family, whose mystery plant, growing in the back garden, has sprouted bananas. We've always had this funny-looking plant growing, and not being much of a gardener, we just always called it the banana plant because of the leaves, said Susan Nicolay of Furs Road. After a few lazy years of not cutting it back, this year a funny-looking flower thing appeared on it. I checked after a few days, and sure enough, they looked like little bananas. Mrs. Nicolay said she thought the plant had finally borne fruit due to a combination of the hot weather and work on the garden, which may have given it space to flourish.
It certainly wasn't your usual church service. On Saturday, Christchurch on Magdalen Road in New Catton was filled with animals as it hosted its first ever pet service. In total, 23 owners brought 12 dogs to the service, which was followed by an animal quiz at the nearby Whalebone pub to raise cash for Hillside Animal Sanctuary, which is based in Frettenham near Norwich. The Reverend Laura Baker, the church's new vicar, said all the dogs were blessed at the altar rail, along with one child's electronic toy hamster. She said £100 was then raised at the quiz, with one family winning a hamper of dog and cat goodies from Willow Vets in Norwich, and described the day as very successful. "I'm delighted with how it went. I'm hoping it will grow each year," she said. "It was brilliant to join the church up with the pub and the park."
Two women have raised more than £9,000 through a charity challenge which saw them hitchhike from Norwich to Wales. Claire Pretty and Emma Pawsey relied on the goodwill of the British public to travel around 350 miles to Hebron in 5 days. The pair, who work at Hebron House, which is a drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre in Norwich, took no money with them for the challenge. Instead, they had to rely on people's generosity to provide them with free lifts, free accommodation and free food. Miss Pawsey, Hebron House manager, said the challenge restored her faith in humanity. She said, "The people who helped us were incredible." The pair have raised £9,600 for the Hebron Trust.
A recycling centre which was damaged by fire is expected to reopen later this month. The Mile Cross Centre in Norwich was hit by fire at the end of July, forcing it to close. The County Council has now said the centre is likely to reopen in mid-August, with people being encouraged to use other centres at Ketteringham, Strumpshaw or Maton Wood until then. During the summer, all three are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. The clean-up at the recycling centre in Norwich continues, with water and debris left behind by the fire, the firefighting and heavy rain. And all this debris has now been removed. Repairs to the roof are still planned, and the site will be able to reopen once checks are complete. People are encouraged to visit the other centres mid-week, when they may be quieter, and to sort their recycling in advance.
Holden Renault is running a bake-off competition to create a Renault-themed birthday cake to celebrate the French car maker's 120th anniversary. The Norwich dealership's competition is being judged by chef Richard Hughes from the Assembly House on Friday, August the 24th. But bakers have until Friday, August the 17th to enter. Spaces are limited, although they can be friends and family to the judging day, where there will be refreshments and children's entertainment. First prize is a personal cookery lesson with Mr. Hughes, champagne afternoon tea and overnight stay at the Assembly House. Second prize is an overnight stay and two tickets to an evening masterclass event run by Richard Hughes Cookery School And third prize is a champagne afternoon tea for six people at the Assembly House.
Well, that's about all for this part of Chatterbox. Now we're going to hand over to Marianne and John, who will have Information Desk, our second feature, and, of course, more news. So it's goodbye from me, Rupert Hipwell.
And me, Sophie Yeomans.